Hello.
Hey, Anne-Marie, this is Sean. How are you today?
Doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. I was just checking in with you to follow up on yesterday's conversation, see if you were quite ready to make a decision and move forward with the proposals.
Oh, are you talking about the home insurance?
Yeah. You can receive that you got the proposals I sent out yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Everything looked good to you? Or is there anything that didn't make sense that you want some clarification on?
Oh, okay. So when I'm just getting back on reviewing real quick your proposal, and I had received others that I found more interesting to me. So
okay.
I haven't you know, made a commitment yet. But it seems like.
Yeah. What's more interesting?
I think I just had another. Let me see. Because James didn't put me in touch with a couple of other brokers who, you know, sent me a whole bunch of other things. So I guess it was a little bit overwhelming for me. I'm sorry I didn't respond to your email when you sent it. But I think I had one more quote from Liberty Mutual and another quote from I think it was, yeah, it was still Area.
That's the one that I sent you. I sent you a quote, Erie.
So I had another one from the same company.
Well, the prices should be exactly the same. What's different about it?
Price. The other one's price is a little cheaper on the auto insurance, but it's a little higher on the home insurance. And I think the difference for the auto was that I think he mentioned that since right now the mileage thing is, there's a discount on the mileage thing at the moment because of the corona thing. He was able to get that a little bit down. And for the home insurance, I think all he said was, yeah, home insurance was actually significantly higher than what you have. You had me quoted at $599, I believe. And he was at $670. But what he was, I think what he added was, you know, the coverage was just higher overall. So honestly, I haven't put my foot down on one specifically. I'm kind of waiting a little bit to see if there's anything else that comes up.
You said that James had introduced you to some other brokers.
He sent me a notification. Let me see. Yes. So I was just confirming it wasn't, the email was from him. Yes. Is there any issue with that? Or is he not authorized to send me information about other brokers?
No, I was just curious who the other Erie representative was.
Oh, the other Erie representative.
Remember the name of the gentleman that you talked to?
I think he was let me see. Alex.
Alex, okay.
Yeah. I think it was Alex.
So then we have a decision to make. It would be, who do you feel most comfortable working with? Because you're going to have an agent for the long term, you know, to be answering questions for you and helping you make future decisions with your entire insurance portfolio.
What does that mean? Like,
well,
the person that I'll be purchasing the coverage from the insurance, right? Not from the broker, right?
Correct. Yeah, but your policies are going to be managed by that agency. So, like, you'll call us when you need to make changes and things like that.
Oh, so I wouldn't be able to do it by myself?
It depends on what the request is.
Mm. Okay.
So my personal opinion is that Erie provides more coverage than Liberty Mutual. I used to work for Liberty Mutual for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely more value added in the proposal that you'd be getting through Erie,
mm-hmm.
as far as the things that we had talked about. You had like the equipment breakdown coverage, the underground service line coverage, and things of that sort.
I'm trying to open quickly the quote I got from the other. I think what happened was I was encouraged to get more coverage for a lot of things, which kind of jacked up a little bit the price.
Like, for example, for which items on the policy?
Like, one of them was, even the sewage, the drainage and sewage backup, I think it was $15,000 for the coverage. Oh, so here it is. I think it was the coverage type that you quoted me on. I think it was Advantage, or was it Plus?
No, we quoted you on the Select plan.
Is he on the Select?
Yeah, that's going to be the most coverage that you can buy.
And it was $599?
Yep. That's going to include the equipment breakdown, the underground service line coverage, all of those things.
Was it because I also had the life insurance thing in it that it was a bit lower?
Sorry?
When you add the life, because you added the life insurance in there as well, right?
Let me check. I know we probably talked about that, right?
Yes, we did. And so I wasn't sure why. So you had me on Select. I know the other one had me on the Plus. Anyway, at 670.
Yeah, you and I talked about life insurance verbally, but I don't think I sent you I didn't send that to you in the proposal. Actually, yes, I did. I did.
Yes, the quote was included, and it was $34.
Correct.
Now, the $34, is that monthly, or is that it's monthly, isn't it?
That's monthly. That's assuming that you don't have any kind of health issues. But Erie's approving up to $500,000 in coverage without a medical exam.
Okay.
So it's a good opportunity for you to protect your investment.
Okay. $34 a month.
Yeah.
But if I was to take that off, would the prices still be the same?
Sorry?
If I was to take that off, would the price still be the same?
Yeah. The home and auto prices will be the same.
Okay.
If you take the life insurance, then we can add an additional discount to both.
Oh, really?
But there's no, from what I had sent you,
mm-hmm.
life insurance was an optional feature, but I just think that I'm doing all that I can be doing to look out for your best interest by at least letting you know the options that are available to you.
Right. I just feel like those $34 a month can, you know, that adds up quickly to almost another $400 a year, right?
What's that?
I think the $34 a month adds up to another $400 a year, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the purpose behind that is you and your family that are living there, if you die, they're well protected. They can have lump sum access to tax-free money to continue living in the house or pay off your mortgage, send their kids to college, whatever it is the case may be.
Oh, hold on. So if something happened to me, even though it would be like in the beginning years, for example, if I die in the next 5 years, would they still get the entire 500?
Yeah, that policy is good for 30 years.
Interesting. Is there I would like to have it, but $34 seems to be a lot for me a month. Because what I have with the military right now is $29.99 for 400. And so if it would feel like I'm double dipping, I'm paying twice for life insurance. Three times, actually, because I also have it with my job.
Right. What does your family actually know about that military provided insurance? Is that a group plan? Because I'm sure if you don't have a paper version of the policy with the individual policy number, they're going to have a very difficult time trying to even contact the company to ask for a payout when you die. You have a policy with your name on it that lists your family as the beneficiary?
Well, because
if it's like a group plan, I don't even consider
it a group plan.
Yeah, I don't even consider that real insurance unless you own it. Because the majority of those never pay out. And the reason they don't pay out is because the family of the deceased, they have no, a lot of times they don't even know that policy exists. And if they think that exists, then they have a very difficult time trying to find out the company that underwrote the group plan. Because there's no policy number. And so, obviously they're more concerned with the grieving process and putting together the funeral arrangements. So I would say like 2/3 of those group plans never even pay out a death benefit.
I think that's what I've heard, and that's what's making me skeptical about getting it at all. Because I feel like it tends to never actually be beneficial to any family members. But family members don't take advantage of it at all.
Well, that's why you need to sit down with your family. You need to show them where the documentation is, keep it in a safe. And then you just need to have a conversation about the next steps to take if and when you die during that 30-year time period. Here's what you do. Here's the number that you call. Here's the policy number that you reference. It's just, as part of financial planning, is just letting your family know what to do in the event of unforeseen circumstances. But yeah, you're right. The majority of Americans that have group insurance, they never have that conversation. A lot of times their family members never know that there's insurance in place. So it's like, they don't really own anything. They're just kind of receiving a very passive benefit with their employment.
Right. I see your point.
So those are the reasons why it's a good idea. Whether you choose to act on that or not, it's up to you. I mean, you're not going to benefit from it, right? It's a financial planning tool for your family. To be financially secure when you're not here. So the intention is to take care of them.
Okay.
And so just like anything else with long-term planning, it's something that has got to be at the forefront of your mind, and you got to take action on it so that it's done, and you're not keeping it on a to-do list for the day that it comes too late. And because it is completely able to be planned for, but a lot of people don't have access to the funds, and then they end up starting a GoFundMe or some online fundraiser, getting their friends and neighbors to help them bury a family member. And it's sad, but it doesn't have to be that way.
That's an interesting point. So I'm emailing you something right now.
Anyways, besides that, what else?
I'm sending you a picture of I'm sorry, I'm hearing myself. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay. I just sent you an email. Oh, no. Sorry. I sent it to James instead. My bad. All right.
What was on the email? Do you have a question about something?
Yes, I had a question about something. And I would like you to update the terms of the insurance as in the email that I sent you. So he just increased the bodily injury, and the coverage was just a little higher, and based on now that we are working from home probably for the next 6-7 months, he reduced the mileage, the annual mileage, and it brought the cost of the car insurance down a little bit. So if you can update those. And if you can confirm as well that, the other one is on select, so that I'm still a little confused. Okay, let me send that to you too, because when he put me on the select, it went to 692 or something. Have you checked your email yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'm sending you one more.
So that's interesting, because for the mileage, it says less than 6 miles, but I thought you had told me that you drive to Alexandria.
Yes, I do.
I put 15 miles a day, or one direction, right. One way.
Right. That's what I do normally, but we've been home. We've been working from home now.
Okay, because he put less than 6. That would make
right.
a difference. But even so, from the proposal I sent you, it's like a $2 difference.
It's a $2 difference, but like the coverage is tripled, right?
The portion. Yeah, that's just the next tier. We can work with that.
Did you notice the coverage, though?
You're talking about the limit of liability. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So it's from 50 to, what was it? 100, right?
Saying that because, are you working from home currently?
Yes. I've been working from home for 3 months, so I haven't even been driving at all.
Now you don't have a commute, really.
No, I'm working on that.
Screenshot was there. You just sent me another one too.
Yes, I sent you the detailed one that he sent.
Over a home insurance quote or just the cars?
That had both on them.
Emory on there?
Yes.
Is lower limit of liability on the home, lower limits of medical expenses. On our difference in the water backup coverage.
So how come you have different prices for the property protection? Like, is there any standard or how do you come up with the numbers?
That we'd be insuring the building for?
Yes.
Placement cost calculator. So I look at the house and pictures of the house and the tax records. That's how I come up with everything.
Okay.
Notice on the proposal I sent out, it's guaranteed replacement cost. So the number 253,000 that I suggested, that includes up to that amount plus any additional. Roy, $300,000 worth of coverage, you still have it because the guaranteed replacement cost covers 100%.
Okay, of the value. Okay.
I'm still gonna. I'm gonna give you a little reduction in the annual miles that you're gonna be driving, but I'm still gonna want to have the application accurate for when you resume normal commutes and things of that sort. Second, but have access to your car, right?
Say it again.
Access to your car.
I'm not hearing the first part.
Would have access to your car.
Who has access to my car?
Nobody else would have access to your car, correct?
No.
I think what I've put together for you works great.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I was saying they're very similar, but I want to know just what works best for you. I think I'm very confident in the proposal that I sent out to you. What do you think?
Since it is, I'm just a little confused. Since it's the same company, why is the price so different, and what am I not getting? What am I not getting? Because it seems like from what you see on what I sent you, is it the same thing that I'm getting for both cases? Or is there something, is there a coverage that I'm not getting?
Well, there's one, the only difference between the auto insurance proposals was the difference in liability. Like right now with Geico, you don't have $100,000, $300,000. You either have the state minimum or the $50,000, $100,000 option.
Right. Oh, that's the only option you have, you said?
No, I had recommended, I didn't want to give you the state minimum coverage. I never give any of our clients that. So we gave that to you initially, but really the only difference is the limit on what you would have for your liability towards others.
Oh, okay.
100,000 for two or more people or 300,000.
Right.
But the price difference is very inexpensive, so you could go either way on that.
Okay. And what's the annual premium now after you updated?
Give me a second. So how many miles are you driving annually? Because I had you up to 12,000 and you sounded like that was accurate. And this is only up to 8,500. So whatever we do put, we want to have, make sure that's accurate.
Right. What's 100% sure now is like for the last month, I barely drove 10 miles.
I know
what's going to be.
That's an anomaly, right? That's everybody.
Right.
My car moves. We're talking about like, without the pandemic considered, what's your typical mileage like? Because this is going to be over soon. And then once we resume going back to business, then that's what we'll be looking to. That's the information that we want to capture on your application is.
Right. We don't know that for sure. What I know for sure from my communication with my folks, we know there's going to be a lot more. There'll be a lot more working from home, and you know, going to the office is not going to be as often as it used to be, 5 times a day, kind of thing. Since we all have the capabilities now to go to work from home, so I'm sure it'll be probably going to the office twice a week or 3 times a week, something like that. So I would to be totally realistic, I'll definitely maybe keep it to 10,000 would be a stretch. I'm pretty sure 10,000 would be a stretch for this year at least. For the coming years, I don't know, but for this year, at least, I know I'm not going to be driving 10,000 miles. I don't need it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that might change. So let's say 8,000 then to be on the safe side for now. Just a second, Emery. Yeah, we can give you the better coverage. Be around 525 for the year for the auto insurance, 12 months still.
Okay. And you're 100% certain that the home insurance that you're having on right now is the select one?
Yeah, I can send James and the mortgage company a copy of the replacement cost estimator, which is basically a report of how we came up with that figure. But you still have 100% guaranteed replacement cost no matter what.
Right. Yeah, that's not, yeah, that doesn't seem to be, yeah, I don't understand that. It makes sense now.
So if your primary concern is our ability to rebuild the house, I mean, it's 100% taken care of. If you look on page 6, where it says guaranteed replacement cost, I mean, that'll pay beyond any amount that's listed. So you have more than enough coverage. Actually, you have more coverage on my policy. You have $500,000 in liability compared to $300,000 and $5,000 in medical expenses for your guests instead of $2,000.
Right. Which is, that's what I'm not sure I understand. Why is it from the same company I'm getting two different coverages? So.
Just how they ran the calculation on the house.
Okay. And you sure that
want to cause you more confusion?
Say it again.
I don't want to cause you more confusion. But the policy that we put together for you, I'm 100% confident. Is going to be the best solution for you. Anyways, just let me know, because as soon as we just need to get the document set up to James and his team. To keep the loan moving through the pipeline and keep the closing date on track. So would you like for me to submit those documents for you, Emery?
I would still rather sleep on it. I'll email you first thing in the morning. And I'll let you know what I'd like to do next. I'm putting in my calendar now. I'll for sure email you in the morning. I'm not confused, but I'm uncertain why things are. I don't know why it just feels funny to me. I'm not sure why. So I'd like to sleep on it and email you in the morning if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I already texted James. I said, you know, that probably wasn't the best thing to do, was to have you talk to two people that broker for the exact same company. The difference, though, is just the estimated cost of the replacement of the house. And so that's going to always differ depending on who you talk to. It depends on one of probably 100 different inputs on that replacement cost calculator. So if one person has a different opinion about the type of material that a house is built from,
mm-hmm.
that part is never going to be uniform across any company. There's always going to be a different analysis done based on, because it's you're relying on the observation of the human eye. We're looking at these pictures and trying to determine the grade of material for every component of the house, from the tile to the carpet to the quality of the fixtures, the bathrooms, everything. But in your situation, even matter, because we could be insuring the house for $200,000 or $300,000. As long as you have 100% guaranteed replacement cost coverage, we are still going to spend whatever is necessary to rebuild it.
Right.
One estimate would cost you less money to insure the property. The other's going to cost more. But at the end of the day, you would still have your house completely rebuilt to the specifications that are included in the house now.
So let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead. You can please finish your explanation so I can ask you a question.
No, I was just going to say, your decision is just that, do you want to pay more or pay less? So either way, you're getting 100% guaranteed replacement cost on your policy, which is the bottom line. That, you know, worst case scenario, the house is burned down, it's getting rebuilt no matter how much money is required.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about that, honestly. I know the policy is the same regardless, and it's not even confirmed yet until whenever you start the policy and run the real numbers, there might be a slight change. So that wasn't really my concern. I kind of like to shop around as well, and I like to have the information and make informed decisions. So I guess my question was, why don't you think it's wise to have, multiple experts' opinion when it comes to that?
I don't not think that.
Oh.
But I know from the dozen different companies that we work with who offers coverage for things like equipment breakdown and sewer line coverage and who doesn't. So if you're not savvy to that information and you're only looking at a dollar amount, you can easily be tricked into buying something that's going to cover a lot less. So we work with a good number of companies, and our choice most of the time is Erie because of the additional coverage that you as the homeowner receive. But if you wanted to buy a much more basic policy, it's going to cover a lot less for you. You're going to get less out of it. And probably what you'll pay for it is not, it's not going to make a noticeable difference in your finances. Like if you found a policy that cost you $50 less per year, it's not going to make or break your future. But if you have an underground sewer line burst below your house and it costs $10,000 to fix, that's great. You save $50 per year. Now you get to spend $10,000 on having somebody come and excavate your land and replace the underground plumbing. Or if your HVAC unit were to fail, then you get to spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a brand new unit. So, that's the trade-off. If you're making decisions based on price, you're probably going to end up on the losing end of that battle with some of the consequences that may come in the future.
Right. Yeah.
Considering all the expenses that you have in buying this house, mm-hmm. this is the easiest decision that you'll make in the entire home buying process.
I know. Absolutely.
That's the lowest cost expense out of all the expenses rolled into your mortgage payment. But just think about it like that. I mean, if your time is worth $50 or $100 per hour based on your income, then at a certain point, you're actually losing money investing more and more time doing research into something that isn't netting you any kind of value. I mean, you could shop around for 10 hours, and if your time is worth $100 an hour, you you've lost $1,000 to possibly save yourself 50. You know what I mean?
That's a totally fair point. I agree with that.
That's the way I look at it. If you're getting advice from a professional and you feel comfortable with the individual that you're dealing with, that's what matters long term, because your correspondence is going to be with the local agent. You can have interactions with the customer service number, but nobody's going to help you more than the local agent. Somebody that listens.
Where are you located?
That can, you know, give you advice and claims and be a resource for you for many years to come. You know, so you can try to do your taxes yourself, but I'd rather have a partner that can help me do it. I could try to learn the law myself. I would rather have an expert teach me the law. So that's the way I look at it. You know, we just align ourselves with professionals that are the best at what they do in the business so that we don't have to do the research ourselves.
I hear you. That's definitely a way to function.
Yeah. I mean, like you're an expert in what you do. So I would trust your advice if you were teaching me about something that pertains to your field.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but
that's
cool.
My friend, I think you know what your options are from here on out. So I just need you to make a decision, and then I'll let James know what we talked about, and I'll begin preparing the documents for your settlement.
So
that sounds fair.
Sounds good. Let me email you in the morning so you can and confirm that with you, because I understand your point. You make a very good point about not wasting time into searches. But since I've already spoken to some people, I'd like to double check real quick before I let you know. So I will definitely be in touch early in the morning, or even at night if I hear back. I'll email you real quick.
You'd like to talk to who first?
The other agent that I received a quote from.
Oh, you mean Alex?
Yes, Alex.
Okay. That's where things get a little muddy.
What do you mean?
Well, same company being brokered between two different agencies, it's like, causes some confusion for you, the customer, at least.
Actually, I disagree with that, because I like to be, if he had given me the contact of one person, I can guarantee you I wouldn't have even reached out, because that sounds like a setup to me. But I understand, you know, how people work together, but, you know, I guess the reality of business is that it's option that creates the better opportunities. If you don't have options, well, you don't really have opportunity, right? Like, I'm sure, you know, when you go to the store and try to buy something, if you don't have a couple of options, I guess it gets, at least for me, in my mindset, it gets suspicious. Why would I buy the one thing that's available in the store? I'm not always comfortable buying the one thing that's available in this. So I like to have options, you know. And maybe that's just a matter of mindset and a matter of, you know, way of life. But I understand how you can make, I mean, you can assume that it makes things complicated for the customer, but you know, if the customer is okay shopping, I think it's a good idea. You know,
Well, here's my perspective on that, Emery. It's like you're not discerning between a different product. You're buying Coca-Cola here or Coca-Cola there. And your question is, why does one version of Coke taste different than the other?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, he sent me quotes from two other companies as well. There was Liberty and there was Travelers. as well. So it wasn't only Erie. It wasn't only the quote from Erie. Does that make sense? Because maybe that, I think that's where the confusion is.
Yeah. I didn't even know. I mean, for me, I thought it would cause you more confusion for me to send you a dozen different quotes. I usually just arrive at the conclusion that historically, Erie has been the best fit for our customers because they do have more coverage built into their policy than the rest of the companies that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had asked me to, then yeah, we've got multiple different options, but it's not going to cover as much. So if I were buying a house for the first time, I would have wanted to know what you know now about things that are covered, because when I moved into my house, I had to buy a $6,000 HVAC unit when it failed.
Mm.
Instead of knowing that I could have had that covered through my home insurance.
Question.
You know, nobody taught that to me, so I learned the hard way. So, but if somebody, you know, let's say I wasn't in the business and somebody showed me a quote that was less expensive, but it didn't cover what I needed it to, then in my opinion, that's not really helping me. That's not helping me long term, because I'm still spending my own money in the long run to solve a problem that I didn't expect to happen. But if I knew it's something that could be covered, then I would have rather spent more money to ensure that problem could be dealt with.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. About that, does the insurance cover heating system as well? The replacement of heating system?
Just Erie.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
Yeah, just Erie does.
Oh, just Erie does.
Yep.
Because the HVAC is brand new, it's 2020, but the heating system might have, I don't know how old is the heating system. It's still the old thing. But
yeah,
it's covered too as well.
Not just the heating system, but anything that's a semi-permanent fixture in the house. So the hot water heater, the sump pump, what you would be considered equipment in the house. So it's equipment breakdown coverage.
Cool. Okay, Sean. Let me. You know, even if it's gonna take me a few minutes, I'll definitely get back to you as soon as possible. I appreciate.
I have an opening after like at 9 o'clock or after 10:30.
In the morning.
Yeah, so I got my 9:30 and 10 o'clock already booked.
Okay. Do you need anything from me, or just an email should be enough for you to get started?
I can get what I need from James about the home purchase. From you, though, I'll just need to call you and collect your banking information for the cars, and then get the call from Geico so we can reach out and have that canceled. That's how that's going to work.
Oh, you can cancel it for me as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always do. Try to make it as easy as possible for you.
Okay, now you're talking.
We negotiate the refunds, make sure it gets mailed to the right address, all of that.
Cool.
So, yeah, like I said, it's
probably the easiest
decision that you'll make part of the buying process, but we'll make it very easy for you as far as notifying all the third parties involved, like your title company, mortgage company, prior insurance company, and taking care of all those loose ends. So we want to make it easy for you to transition over and have a positive experience.
All right. I'm sold on this one.
Let's do it.
All right. What do you need from me?
I need just the bank routing and account number. And then what I'll do is I'll send you over the applications, which once you electronically sign for it, it will debit out the payment, and then we'll get documentation over to James and his team for your settlement.
Okay, can I use a credit card instead?
Yes and no. Yes, you can. There is an added fee for it, so the incentive is to use a bank account. Then you can pay just the price that's listed.
Okay. And it would be for the entire year, or is it going to be monthly?
Also, the answer to that is it could be both, but the pay in full option includes a discount, so you'll want to do that.
The paying $500 out of my bank account right now might not be because I'd like to keep the totality of the money in the account for the for the housing, right?
So the pay in full rate saves $52 per year, so about 10%. Now, again, that's not going to make or break your financial status. But if you like that as an incentive, then pay it in full, and you'll save 10%. If you'd rather have your cash liquid and pay the premiums monthly, that's no problem at all either. But there's just a minimal price difference between the two options.
What's the fee for the credit card? Because I can pay in full with the card.
Yeah, you could do that too. So it's the same. $577 if we process a credit card, or $525 if you process it through your bank.
Oh, snap. That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's why they, just like any merchant, they pay their own credit card processing fees. So they want to minimize those fees and give you incentive to just have it withdrawn from the bank. And so that's, the discount that they want to give for minimizing the fees on their end.
Okay, then. $525, you said?
Correct. And you wanted Emery as your middle name to appear on the documents, right?
Not necessarily. Tunde Joy is fine.
Okay.
You can put the middle initial if they ask for it, but I usually go by Tunde Joy.
I don't think they're going to ask for it. It really is just your preference on whether or not you want it.
No. Yeah, initial. E-initial is good enough for me.
Okay. We can do that. All right, then, my friend. So which option sounds the best to you?
It's annoying, but I'll go with the, I'll pay directly with my bank account. So I'm pulling up my routing number now.
All right. Good choice.
The routing number is 2560-74974. Do you need me to repeat it?
No, because I also use Navy Federal, and I know it's correct.
Oh, cool. The account number is 705-335-1149.
All right, so 705-335-1149.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so just to manage your expectations on next steps, Emery, the application process is very simple. There's going to be a set of documents that are going to be emailed to you. They'll require you to sign off on them. Actual coverage takes effect on the 13th. I think it's easier for you to keep track of your renewals that way. When you close on the property on the 13th, car insurance begins the same day. What's the policy number with GEICO? We'll make sure that we have that policy on the same day and not cause you any lapse in coverage or anything like that.
Actually, I think I'm thinking, because I'm going to have to renew the policy myself, right?
It's automatically done.
So keeping the, okay, that makes sense. That's fine. I'm pulling out the GEICO policy. Does Erie has a phone app?
They did. They pulled it to enhance it. It had a few bugs, so they're working on getting it back on the App Store.
Okay.
But at the moment, you'll just use the online portal, which is very good.
Okay. So the other policy is 46186381 51.
What day did you say that your renewal date was?
July 31st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. I thought it was going to be between now and the 13th. No, we'll just, for your convenience, just start everything on the 13th.
Okay.
If you already paid for that window of time between the 13th and July 31st, we'll make sure that either gets sent back to your bank account on file or sent to your mail address.
Most of the time,
electronically done, though.
Okay. Yeah, I already paid you the 31st of July.
So you said that was 46186381 51, right?
Correct.
Okay. And Emery, if you told me yesterday about the age of the roof and HVAC, you make sure. Oh, yeah, you did. You did. Roof 2015, HVAC 2020, right?
Yes.
All right. It looks like I got everything except for the loan number, which I can either get from you or I can get from James.
The loan number.
Then that would be great. That would probably be the loan number or account number that would appear on most of your documents.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. One sec. Excuse me.
And I think with Fidelity, it's usually a kind of a long number.
It's not a loan ID, right? It doesn't start with an F, does it?
It does, actually. But that's
okay.
It.
Okay, so it's F106-102-6653.
That's F106-102-6653.
Correct. It's F as in Foxtrot.
Yeah. No, I'm positive that that's it. Most of the loans that we closed with Fidelity have also started with an F.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll do, I'll have this complete in the next 10 minutes. Get it sent out to you via email. Send it over to James. If anything changes with closing date, just call me directly and we can modify things as needed. And then I'll send a follow-up email as well, letting you know what to expect as far back, as far as your refund from
okay.
Guy for those unused days.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have all that from me in the next 30 minutes.
Sounds good.
Before we wrap up today, though, I just wanted to have you confirm, have I answered all of your questions, Emery?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I know it's a longer conversation, but you're a great listener. You ask good questions. So I don't mind answering any of them. I just want to make sure that you have a thorough understanding of everything and, you know, how the policy works and everything like that. So if I've done a great job explaining it to you, keep me in mind when you're speaking to your friends and family. If you feel like you know somebody that is has their insurance through a call center and they maybe are not getting good advice on having their cars or house insured, suggest that they talk with me. I think it'll be beneficial for them, and they'll enjoy the services that we're able to provide.
I surely will. If you can definitely, if you can, you know, I'm sure most people care about is good rates. So the rates I have right now is pretty good. So I probably will share.
You know, a lot of people think that that's what they're looking for, but you know, then we teach them about a lot of the other stuff that could be covered, and it's not as much of an issue as you think it would be. People at their core just want to know that they're doing business with somebody that they know, like, and trust. So a lot of times the relationship they find is more valuable than the bill that they pay every year.
That's true.
You know, people just want to know that they're taken care of. So if you felt like we did a good job, feel free to leave us a review on Google so that other people can know as well.
And what's the, is Legacy Insurance Group? Got it.
Yeah. I think right now, because of the pandemic, the new reviews aren't coming through. So if you leave one, I probably won't know about it. But I think after COVID is ended, then it'll probably post.
Cool.
Yeah. But just in case you're curious, most of the reviews we have online, those folks also have their insurance through Erie.
Okay.
If they, if you feel like reading some of the things that they have said, I think that will give you even more reassurance that you're making a great decision.
Oh, that's good.
Do you have any renter's insurance through GEICO that we would need to terminate, or just the auto insurance?
No, just the auto. I don't think I got the renter's because I was planning on do the homeowners anyway. So I did not do the renter's.
All right, and just so we're clear, Tunde, there's the couple forms that you have that are should be in your inbox now.
Yes.
One's for the auto application, one's for the home application, and then one's an authorization form for the payment. So once you sign off on the authorization form, that's what deducts your payment. It's not necessarily going to be on the 13th of May. It's going to be whenever you sign that form.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So just to make sure we can get some cash back in your account ASAP, I'll be letting you know in the next half hour or so what to expect as far back for your refund from GEICO and approximately how many days it's going to take to hit your account.
Okay. From GEICO, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we are near completion. I answered all your questions tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. So I'll let James know that we took care of you. And then if you had anything else, feel free to send an email. We'll be open till usually 5, but you can call us tomorrow during business hours if you need any additional assistance. Hey, Emery, it was great working with you. And once you move into the house, I certainly want an invitation over because they really like the topic. That'll be good for entertainment.
Sounds good.
All right. Good.
Thanks again. Thanks again for your help.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll be in touch again very soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks for spending the time to explain and walk me through the thing. So appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. I just want to make sure we took good care of you. So if you're happy, I'm happy.
Awesome.
Well, enjoy your night, and we'll help you through the rest of your closing. So any other questions come up, just give us a holler Monday through Friday at 5.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.